Here is That Which Is with John Morton. That Which is presented by MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, a movement dedicated to awakening the spiritual heart within each of us. John Morton is the spiritual director of MSIA. He has given seminars and workshops worldwide for MSIA, for the Institute for Individual and World Peace, and for other organizations dedicated to improving people's lives. This program is entitled Confronting Peace. Right after John Morton speaks, we'll tell you how you can obtain more information about John Morton and MSIA.
What I'd like to do is open it up. And what I would invite you to do is pose your questions about peace, whether it's your personal peace, something that you'd like to pose, or world peace. Let's see if we can do something about that tonight by just looking at some of the questions about peace that are present. So let's start right here, yes? And we'll bring you a microphone, and we'll go from there.
Tengo familia en Colombia.
I have a family in Colombia.
Y quisiera saber si hay algo que yo pudiera hacer para...
And I'd like to know if there's something I could
do in
some way to contribute to peace in that country.
Can you all kind of feel the weight of that question? It's a really great question, because if we don't know how to resolve situations with peace, regardless of what they are, then we're really not dealing with what it takes. And we need to find the process and the ways that will solve any conflict, any situation where there is violence. So I'm very glad you asked just that question. And first of all, I'm just going to start out by saying yes. So that there's a very clear, yes, there is something that you can do. There's something we all can do. One of the greatest things I know that we can do is actively pray for peace. And consider that you could be the one to change a situation because of the power of the consciousness that would address that we're dealing with a divine situation. And we can pray and ask for peace. And just check with yourself right now as to whether you do that on an active basis. And I would consider active being every day, that at some point every day you do pray for peace in Colombia. And then we can do that and realize, well, but it's still ongoing. I've been praying and praying and praying, and the situation persists. Is there something perhaps I can do personally to contribute to that? From a distance, it becomes more challenging to work with a situation like that. So what you're really talking about is the responsibility to get involved and to actually go to Colombia and get involved in the situation so that something about what you're doing with your life is contributing toward peace and resolution, stopping the againstness. John Roger defined peace as a cessation of againstness. So we could do things that make it much more difficult for againstness to take place. I'm just reminded of that very famous scene that took place in Tiananmen Square in China, where somebody got in front of a tank and the tank moved. And that image is one of the most powerful images I've ever seen about the power of an individual to stand up. And I'm sure that individual knew I may be putting my life on the line right now. Because, you know, that's the way I looked at it, to get in front of a moving tank. I've never done it. So, but my estimation of it is that they were literally putting their body on the line and willing to take the consequences of doing that, but that they weren't there as somebody against anything, but there to stop a certain kind of againstness. That's how I looked upon it. So if you have that kind of commitment to peace, there's another kind of, I suppose you could call it a war on peace, but it's the means in the war, the weapons are things like loving and caring. I don't know if you've ever considered that that's the way to go up against violence, is to return it in something that is not of that nature, and to put that energy into the situation. There, and it needs to be confronted that we're not to avoid the violence or the againstness. We are to confront it. Like, what are you doing? Is a way to confront it. And how about doing this? Or stop this? You know, being a parent, I get a chance to exercise that fairly often, you know, where I see a situation going in a direction that I'm called upon to stop the againstness. And it's exercising that consciousness of peace inside of myself. I was a while back, that's a nice way to refer to some time ago that could be many, many years, but I'll just use the word a while back. I was in a theater and a couple got into a fight right in front of me, literally the row in front of me, the seat in front of me, and started becoming violent with each other, hitting each other. And it wasn't very long, and I was involved. I chose to get in the middle of this. I survived. They were very startled, like, what are you doing? This is not your fight. What are you doing in the middle of our fight? And in a way, they kind of were taking sides, like they were on each other's side, and they were like looking at me like, you want some of this? You know? And then later, John Roger was with me, so we had a little discussion about it, and he was tempering my willingness to get in the middle of things that weren't mine. But at the same time, he was also expressing a certain amount of admiration for my willingness to do it. And I was startled by it myself, because it was not a planned event. It was a very spontaneous event. And that's how I handled it. I got involved. And it did stop. But I know that there are situations like that. I know somebody who recently got in the middle of a dog fight and got a pretty severe dog bite out of it. And so there are times when, in some ways, these things are working themselves out. And the kind of the best approach is don't get in the middle of that, because those are real bullets or those are real bombs. And when they explode or they find a target, they don't necessarily care who that is. You know, the drive-by kinds of shootings that happen where people that just happen to be there at the moment when somebody decides to be violent about whatever's going on, and somebody that just, you'd say, was an innocent bystander gets taken out. Nonetheless, what happens as a result of that is a lot of awareness comes to that situation, so that somebody is being sacrificed in a literal way, for us to be aware and conscious that we're out of balance. There's a situation that is demanding our attention. Certainly the situation in Colombia is demanding attention for what is it about this situation such that people would behave this way towards one another? That's the kind of question I find goes on in a war. You know, what is it? And often there's no real good answer. About the best one I've heard is war is hell. So if you're going to get involved in it, just plan on meeting up with about the worst that it exists in any situation. That's what's going to show up. And it's very challenging to get in the middle of a violent situation and not get caught up in the energy of it. It takes tremendous dedication to be struck at and to have violence and that energy come at you and not react to it in some way. So if you are going to choose to get involved in any direct way, which can be very useful, it's important that you have the awareness to know how to maintain your peace as you go into it, any of those situations. And it's not difficult to see someone suffering and start to suffer. Like, oh my God, oh, this is terrible, and actually really go into it. So then where one was suffering, now there's two that are suffering. The question is that really doing anything to help the suffering? Not likely. Maybe the person who is first suffering might have a sense of, oh, you understand. You can see the suffering that I have and relate to you. There would be that value if that was the way you could reach these people. But I see a much greater value, which has to do with blessing who you see and what you see. And if you're so inclined that you have a sense of responsibility that you want to do something about what you see, then whatever you do, it's important for your peace to make it something that is uplifting and caring. One of the best ways I know is to look at someone with a nice countenance, that what they see from me is pleasant. That if I was suffering, I would rather see somebody smiling at me than grimacing at me. Do you understand that? I've been involved in emergency situations, and one of the ways that kind of holds things up is not to react negatively, like, oh, that's a terrible wound you have, like, that must really hurt, and I don't know if you're going to survive, that might get infected, and you might die from that. And that it's really often important just to say, you know, like, how are you doing? It's going to be all right. Help's on the way. Can we get something for you? Are you thirsty? Just, you know, and a lot of times when people are in shock, they really start talking about seemingly irrelevant things, like, where's my shoe? And it may happen to be, well, it's on your foot that's now severed from your leg, but... And it seems strange, like, why would they be concerned about their shoe when their foot's no longer connected to their body? But it's a way of dealing with it, and we're trying to grab a hold of, is it okay? Is there something ordinary going on here, even though something like a life-changing event just occurred? So if you bring in the things that relate to them as beautiful people rather than terrible people who are suffering in a terrible situation, that's a way to bring peace. Or it might be, what can I get for you? Is there something I can do for you? And consider it. You might be able to do something. It's often amazing how simple the things are that people want when they're in a very challenging situation. It might be, can you just move me so I can look out the window? That's all you want? Yes. I can't move myself, but I'd rather look out the window than look at that wall. Can you move me? And you might say, well, that's such a small thing. Of course I can move you. And if you find that the situation is something you don't handle well, that you're breaking down inside of yourself, then it might be it's time for you to leave. There is something else that you can do, and it just depends on how you look at this. I think you'll understand perfectly, but there is those who are with you that are not in a body. And when you invite that presence to be with you, how do you refer to them, whether you call them angels or spirits or guides or emissaries of God, to invite that consciousness to be with you so that they will use your presence in that situation to minister and to bring the consciousness of light and love.
Lo que está presente para pedirte.
What's present for me to ask of you?
Hacer una oración para Colombia.
To say a prayer for peace for Colombia.
Y que desde allí se extienda la paz para el mundo.
And from that point that we extend the peace throughout the world.
Okay, I'll do that.
Bien.
Gracias.
Actually, I was going to do that anyway, but I like it when it's set up very nicely and I am in the blessing business, and peace is one of the great blessings. So the first part of how this is going to work, because I'm going to assist you to work it this way, is let's do a clearing so that we can invoke our powers to be at peace. Right where you are, place yourself in the light that is peace. Let's experience it as a light above our head. So there it is above your head, and has a quality that you can sense, that pours into you. So you might experience it like a liquid or a balm of some kind, but it's tangible. You feel this light pouring into your cells. It can be one cell. It can be a whole group of cells. So you feel it in your flesh, in your bones, in your tissues. And this light keeps pouring into you from the top of your head and around you so that you're being bathed in this light that is peace and cleansed inwardly. And it goes all the way to your feet. So this light is poured through your body, filled you, and you are immersed in it. One of the sensations of this light is that you are at ease because you are protected. That this light has the ability to keep things away from you so that no disturbance no irritation can come your way as you bathe in this light. And this light relaxes you because you know you can let go. You experience the comforting, the relaxation that integrates you. So no part of you is still holding on as this light relaxes every part. It's a penetrating light, soothing you, nurturing you. And whatever can be removed so that you are clear and free in your consciousness is being done. And it evaporates. You don't have to do anything. Just be present with the light. The light knows what to do and does it instantly. Now we take our consciousness that is this peace and to visualize whatever we see is also being immersed in this light that is the peace. We know that this comes from a divine source and that we are willing to ask for it to be sent. First to those who call out for the peace. Let them be filled with it so that the work of peace can be done. And to those who do not understand that peace is present, this light goes to them. And to all who are suffering or in pain, wherever there is violence, whoever is acting upon violence, this light goes to them. There is protection. It's done freely without infliction. So send it to the places in the world that are disturbed, where people are in conflict, where there is war, where there is any kind of suffering or injustice. And so we see it in Colombia. And we see it in Israel and Palestine. We see it in the Balkans. We see it in Ireland. We see it across Africa. We see it in all places upon the planet. Let your consciousness be shown what the light is doing for each person, for all people, and every situation. There's an important quality that you can exercise as you place this light of peace, and that is to behold that it is done. So free yourself of any doubts and place the purpose of your consciousness. That you do have this power, and it is done because you are aligned with the will of the Father. And it is the will of the Father that we come to peace, that we let go of our separation and the causes of war and difficulty. You have the power to behold harmony and understanding, to see people waking up to the power of love and realizing this is the true nature of all, putting aside the differences. Having the willingness to be first, to step forward in peace first. Having the courage, the strength, and the purpose. And now we take this peace so that your consciousness is anchored, that you can go into your life more than ever before as a peacemaker, as one who comes in peace, who is willing to talk in peace and think in peace. You are being transformed and taking on a greater dedication to peace. And now we take a moment for the celebration of peace, seeing the world happy again. As it can be held in your consciousness, it is done. Beirush Beishan.
John Morton's closing words were Beirush Beishan, which means the blessings already are. The blessings, the ideas, and the concepts which you've heard are just a small part of the abundance of material John Morton has shared with us over the years. If you would like a free book, Journey of a Soul, call this number, 1-800-899-2665. You can send email to servicedesk@msia.org or write to That Which Is, Post Office Box 513935, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051-1935. This has been That Which Is with John Morton. Thanks for joining us.